This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After refusing to do so on several occasions before reporters yesterday, President Trump did make some remarks concerning the death of Senator John McCain during a dinner last night with evangelical leaders at the White House. President Trump saying he appreciates the many things McCain did for our country. Earlier in the day, his daughter Ivanka Trump was speaking about the senator who passed away on Saturday.
Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment, her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
An American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Blueprints for 3D guns will stay off the internet for now as a federal judge in Seattle's decided to extend a block on publishing the instructions online. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Saying NAFTA is no more, President Trump is hailing a new trade agreement between the United States and Mexico, which he's calling the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. Trump announcing it at the White House yesterday afternoon as the Mexican president was on speakerphone. Saying through a translator here, he hopes Canada will be included in the deal.
It is our wish, Mr. President, that now Canada will also be able to be incorporated in all this.
President Trump shared Enrique Peña Nieto's feelings at first, but then said if a trade deal with Canada can't be negotiated, he'll put tariffs on their auto imports. The man accused of killing two people at a weekend video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, before killing himself, had a history of mental health problems. Records show David Katz was treated for psychiatric issues at least as early as the age of 12. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Arizona and Florida holding primary elections today. In Arizona, three GOP candidates are looking to replace retiring Republican Senator Jeff Flake, the winner to face off against Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema in November. In Florida, voters will choose a candidate to replace Governor Rick Scott. That Republican is running for Senate. Parody song King Weird Al Yankovic saluted yesterday in Hollywood as he received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, saying during the ceremonies on Hollywood Boulevard that he has one request now.
Please, please don't pickaxe my star, okay, guys? I mean, I know it's all the rage these days, but...
Yankovic referring to the fact that someone had taken a pickaxe to President Trump's Walk of Fame star in July. Weird Al remarking that if at some time in the future he does something monstrous or evil, he'd be okay with someone destroying his star, but until then, he'd like people to just limit themselves to spitting on it. And a company that makes vegetarian food products is suing to stop a Missouri law from taking effect today. It's called Tofurky, and it's suing so it can keep describing its products with terms that kind of sound like meat. The lawsuit says it should be able to sell its hot dogs and sausages as long as the packing makes it clear the stuff is made from vegetables. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Megan Barth over there, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, also spokesperson for Media Equalizer. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, in Hawaii, Hurricane Lane, passed us by, thank God. A little bit of wind, a little bit of rain. You know, the daughter unit, the grandson, son-in-law are here, so we're enjoying some needed family time here. So we're
very
doing good. Yeah, excellent. Well, hey, let's a lot to talk about here. Of course, what's on everybody's heart is the passing of Senator McCain.
Yeah, I've been hearing about the passing of Senator McCain now for 3 days, and I am very curious to witness the reaction of the left, specifically the mainstream media, whereby they're trying to canonize their newly found saint, whereby just a short time ago they were referring to him as a Nazi and calling him a bigot, and even members of Congress were calling him these types of names, and all of a sudden he's their newfound hero, whereby now we must have days, maybe even months, that we have to honor McCain. And the only reason that the Democrats and the mainstream media have found this newfound love affair with John McCain is because while he was alive and in the later part of his life, he was trashing the president, much like they do every single day.
Right.
So I will remember McCain always as the man who deceived the American people by voting no on Obamacare when he told us for 8 years he was going to vote to repeal it.
Yeah, you know, and I'd mentioned that to someone else, sadly, that's something that is there, and it is in stark contrast to how he served the country, the things that he did. But, you know, I just that is emblazoned in my mind. You know, the thumb down, you know, vote is as if it was, you know, some kind of ball spiking in the end zone. You know, take that, Trump, you know, kind of thing. But it wasn't Trump. It was we the people. I mean, we're the ones certainly the citizens of Arizona, you know, kept reelecting him to the office to do the people's bidding. And I can't remember. I can't remember any polls that said that Arizonans wanted Obamacare to continue.
And nor do they want an open border, and nor did they want a pathway to citizenship, and nor did they want the Gang of Eight. And that's really all I can say about it. I mean, as my grandmother said, if you have nothing nice to say about someone, don't say anything at all.
But you're right, though, with the left. The left is using this as a wedge issue. I mean, everything that can be wedged, they're doing it. I mean, they are already commenting, well, you know, the flag at the White House, you know, went from half-staff. It's already back up in its normal position. I mean, you know, it's like, it's sad because it's just going to add to the politics of the environment, and here it is. You have a statesman, like him or not, feel what you want to feel, but he's going to be buried in a shroud of you know, politics. I mean, that's just unfortunate, I think.
Well, it's interesting is what the Democrats want to politicize and what they don't want to politicize. Of course, they're going to use John McCain's death to trash the president. I mean, if the president cured cancer, the Democrats would find fault in it by probably saying, oh, well, it's the wrong cancer. But anytime they can find an excuse to trash the president, whether it's his acknowledgement of John McCain's death or his tribute towards John McCain's death or the lack thereof, or if the flag didn't fly at half staff long enough, I mean, they're picking this presidency apart as they do every single day. So, of course, they're using John McCain's death to politicize their disgust towards the president, but they won't politicize. They warned us not to politicize the death of Molly Tibbetts, who was the young girl who was murdered by an illegal alien. They didn't want to politicize that, but they want to politicize John McCain's death.
Yeah, well, it's at their convenience, and they're given plenty of time and plenty of ink, as they say, in order to promote that. And meanwhile, you've got this past week the revelation that Donald Trump's economic guy, I mean, the guy that's been with him from day one, that started out with his dad, who handled all things financial for the Trump organization, that he's been in conversation with Bob Mueller. And, you know, this is like one of those things where you go, okay, I mean, you know, could this be the linchpin and give Mueller everything that he needs so when he presents the final report, if the Democrats are to win the House, then this is going to really fortify and help Nancy Pelosi realize her vision for the country. And that is 24/7 investigations of the Trump administration.
Right. And they will abandon all any investigations against the Clintons or the Clinton Foundation. And we just found out that the FBI didn't even look at really any of Hillary Clinton's emails that were found on Anthony Weiner's computer. I mean, upwards towards, I think they found 850,000 or some odd emails, and they didn't even look at 1% of them. They basically closed the investigation, and Comey lied to Congress, and others lied to Congress by saying that they had done a fully investigated all of the Weiner's emails that were Hillary Clinton's emails, and they simply did not. Those investigations will definitely not be reopened. They will do everything they can to protect Hillary Clinton and endanger American citizens. The Democrats simply do not have a platform that the American people are attaching themselves to. The American people do not want higher taxes. The American people do not want open borders. The American people do not want mass migration into this country. The American people do not agree that illegal aliens have every right to a lawyer, every right to a free education, every right to free health care, and the list goes on and on.
And
the Democrats now,
right.
Right, and the Democrats now have turned their backs on the citizens of this country in order to create a new dependency class through illegal immigration.
Exactly. And, of course, Main Street America doesn't want big government either. And this is all in this nicely wrapped package that the Democrats are presenting to the people. And they know, you know, to your point, it's not gaining traction. And, you know, they've been voted out clearly, resoundedly. And, you know, but they live another day and they're doubling down. And it's beyond me how they think that this is, you know, this is computing at all. And unless they're just over exaggerating what these young people are who want socialism to come to this country.
Well, we also can't forget about the Ohio election, District 12, I believe it was. It was a very narrowly won race by the Republicans. Yeah, you had Democrats that supposedly turned out 90% of a vote in the primary. The Democrats will do everything they can to win an election, including rigging an election, which they did in favor of Hillary Clinton, and also, of course, partaking in voter fraud. The Democrats are always claiming that oh, you know, Russians are interfering in our elections. Well, I have news for you. Actually, it's illegal aliens that are interfering in our elections. And there is no way that we check the citizenship. In 46 states, we do not check the citizenship of registered voters. Right. So if we want to thwart any, maybe these are Russian illegal aliens. I'm not sure. But we definitely know that illegal aliens are voting. We just had 19 of them convicted in North Carolina alone. That was news that came out around the time of John McCain's death that got buried in the lead.
Exactly. Megan, we got to go to quick break. Let's pick it up from there when we get back. More from Megan Barth after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to
The hour conversation continues with the one and only Megan Barth. Megan, we were talking about illegals voting. It's clear they do. Democrats have insisted that there's no voter fraud, no illegals are voting. Now what do they say?
Well, they've been quite mum, but they keep telling us that Russians are interfering in our elections. And I would say, well, if foreigners are interfering in our elections, what about the foreigners here? We've been told for at least 15 years, as long as I can remember, and I've been aware, that there are 11 million illegal aliens in this country. Well, that was 15 years ago. With the open border policies of the last administration, quite frankly, the Bush administration, with people overstaying their visas, et cetera, we can probably triple that number as far as how many people are illegally residing here, either overstaying their green cards or simply just entering the country illegally and then, of course, living in the shadows. But the main point of this is that we don't know how many people are living here illegally. And this is one of the reasons why the Trump campaign wants to reintroduce counting illegal aliens into the census, which in 2010, Barack Obama eliminated. And so, again, we would go back to the policies of Barack Obama should the Democrats contain power, because, as I said earlier, the Democrats have every interest in protecting illegal aliens because they believe this is the new dependency class. When we have double the amount of black Americans approving of this president in just 1 year, and that coincides with the lowest black unemployment, the Democrats realize they're losing their base amongst black Americans as well as Hispanic Americans with the lowest Hispanic unemployment. So how else are the Democrats going to create a new dependent base and ensure that the dependency continues generationally? Well, of course, illegal aliens.
And of course, you know, sadly, we're still, you know, dealing with the news of Molly Tibbetts, as you referred to earlier, and how that has been buried and controlled by the media as well.
Well, exactly. And I think that the Republicans would be very smart, as the Democrats are when it comes to election types of issues. Now, historically, we look at the Pew Research polls, and those tell us that during elections, people vote with their pocketbook, so it's always the economy, stupid, right, as we were reminded.
Right.
And it's also they vote for a leader who they can trust. However, I believe that immigration is going to be the emotional issue that the Republicans can attach themselves to, as Donald Trump did on the campaign trail, with 63 million people chanting build the wall. Immigration is going to play out in as one of the top two considerations, I believe, and it is the perfect emotional issue in order to drive the vote, get out the vote, and ensure that a red wave takes over this country instead of a blue wave.
Exactly. Megan, based out of Vegas that you are, and we've talked from time to time, and there's some new revelation that has come out of the Vegas shootings that was quite shocking that leads to the girlfriend, brings the girlfriend back into light. Do you have any information on that?
No, and that's another story that has been just completely buried by the mainstream media. Again, there's no investigative curiosity. There's no intellectual curiosity. There aren't reporters that are camped out on our sheriff's front door or the FBI's offices trying to ask these questions. But this is a very disturbing revelation whereby his girlfriend, who had fled to the Philippines just days or hours before the largest mass shooting in our country's history, she actually, at one time, we believe, according to records, is or was employed by the FBI.
Yeah.
Now I would think that, you know, any reporter worth their salt somewhere would start asking the hard questions. Well, what did she do to the for the FBI? How long was she working for the FBI? And also, we can't forget that the murderer, Stephen Paddock, had, if not one plane, he had two planes. I've never seen the flight records. What did he use these planes for? Where was he going? Was he carrying cargo? I'd like to see the flight map. We know that he took many trips. We know that in the Philippines, there's a huge rising or an uprising of ISIS at one time, and that's why Duterte actually instituted military rule, martial law. And so there's just so many unanswered questions, and it just seems like the cover-up is getting worse and worse as the months go on. Instead of the answers, we're getting more and more questions.
Yeah, and as you say, the cover-up, I mean, this has got to be the thing, you know, that's been shocking for you and other people that want to know. It's almost like the real victims of this you know, they're being treated as if they're the perpetrators of it. It's just so convoluted and upside down, you know, to hear the stories of the victims trying to get justice and you know, to get some sort of remedy. You know, I'm talking about the survivors here, that what all they've been dealing with on something of this nature. This is incredible. And to now understand that, wait a minute, she worked for the FBI, and now you got journalists scrambling, you know, filing FOIA requests to verify that the Las Vegas shooter's girlfriend was employed with the FBI.
Yeah, exactly. And I think what we're going to find soon is that through discovery with all of these lawsuits, we're going to find out more and more information, and that's through the discovery legal process than really any reporters, and perhaps the FOIA requests, but we'll see if they stonewall the FOIA requests. You know, the Las Vegas Metro and the FBI tried their best to inhibit handing over even the police cameras to the press or to the public, and a judge, of course, sided with the public. So as this continues to unfold, I appreciate you staying on top of it and asking any important questions.
Well, Megan, let's also, you know, we talked a little bit, you know, about the Mueller campaign and what they're doing. I say it's a campaign. I mean, the way this thing is being run, it's not really a true investigative probe. I mean, they're just, they've been given carte blanche by Rosenstein. And when you start connecting all the dots and seeing, you know, what's connected to what and how this has all been manufactured, this seems more like a campaign than an investigation.
Well, right, because there was never a crime that Mueller was investigating in the first place, because collusion isn't a crime. So why did they open up a special prosecutor? Well, I guess to find a crime, because that's certainly what this looks like. And then when you have Rod Rosenstein handing over much of the investigative powers to the Southern District of New York, which is one of the most corrupt attorneys' offices and areas in the country, formerly run by Preet Bharara, who's nothing but a Hillary shell. And then, of course, it's the same district that tried to bury the Anthony Weiner emails, but yet was contested by a very few in the FBI that had a problem with, you know, uncovering hundreds of thousands of emails, and the FBI tried to bury them. That all came out of the Southern District of New York. And so, you know, this investigation is obviously taking on a whole new avenue. As they want to investigate the Trump Foundation, but yet the Hillary Clinton Foundation, they never looked at, nor did they even want to look at any of the emails that were perhaps confidential or contained highly classified information on a pedophile's computer.
Exactly. And even one of the attorneys, I was told today, Megan, one of the attorneys that's of the Mueller team here, it was the attorney for Hillary Clinton's IT guy, and was also supposedly involved with the destruction of the materials and the evidence. So now, I mean, the collusion that exists on the other side, and now you got the colluders investigating the non-colluders and projecting their sins on them. This is astounding.
Well, it is, and this is exactly what we're getting because Jeff Sessions recused himself. You know, if he wants to recuse himself or did recuse himself from the Russian investigation or anything to do with the Hillary investigation, whatever his recusal reasons were, fine. Okay, that's already in the past and well and done. But we have people that are walking around free that lied to Congress. Now, if you and I ever lied to Congress, we would not be walking around free.
Right, exactly.
If you or I ever destroyed evidence after a congressional subpoena, and that subpoena was requesting that evidence that was then destroyed, like Hillary Clinton did, like her people in the campaign did, we would not be walking around free.
Well, we have to leave it there. To be continued, Megan Barth, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, as always, appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime, Bill. Thank you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After refusing to do so on several occasions before reporters yesterday, President Trump did make some remarks concerning the death of Senator John McCain during a dinner last night with evangelical leaders at the White House. President Trump saying he appreciates the many things McCain did for our country. Earlier in the day, his daughter Ivanka Trump was speaking about the senator who passed away on Saturday.
Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment, her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
An American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Blueprints for 3D guns will stay off the internet for now as a federal judge in Seattle has decided to extend a block on publishing the instructions online. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email. Always love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Steve Maloney's is now a recognized leader in the fight against junk science with more than 25 years of accomplishment and experience, credited with popularizing that term, by the way, junk science. He's the founder and publisher of JunkScience.com. Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, let's talk about the Trump fuel standards. You know, I saw this as good news, but I'm sure those on the climate change side, this bothered them just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge whack out of the Obama climate agenda. You know, back in 2012, Obama ran through new fuel economy standards that would basically double fuel economy for, you know, corporate fleets from 27 miles a gallon to 54-55 by 2025. Mm-hmm. And the Trump administration has called a halt to that and is going to freeze standards at 2020 levels, which is going to save consumers a lot of money and save a lot of lives.
And I got to imagine for the car makers, they've got to be breathing a little sigh of relief here.
Well, I think they are. I think they were very nervous. They weren't going to be able to meet the Obama standards. I mean, there's no technology to do that, no technology on the drawing board. The only way they could meet the Obama standards would be to fit more people into electric cars and smaller, more dangerous vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Well, were you surprised that with the Trump's administration, their decision to freeze fuel efficiency standards at the 2020 levels, that it was determined that there will be no detectable impact on the climate? But, you know, as you say, it's going to make all the difference to the American consumer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the difference between the Obama rules and the Trump rules is about 0.008% in terms of CO2 level differences by the year 2100. So it's not even really detectable. The Obama rules, which were designed with global warming in mind, would have no impact on climate. All they would do is make cars needlessly more expensive, put consumers in more dangerous cars, and basically ruin cars. I mean, I kind of look at the Trump proposal as make cars great again. The standard doesn't get rid of fuel economy standards, which I think ultimately is where we want to go. You know, it's no longer the 1970s. There's no energy crisis. We're awash in oil. There's no need for the government to be telling car makers how to make cars. But this is a huge step forward in that direction.
Well, you know, you and I had this discussion last time we talked, Steve, and at some point, you start looking at diminishing returns to the exact point that you just made. I mean, when we're talking about a nanopoints difference for the cost, it just doesn't justify all the expense, does it?
Well, no. I mean, the Trump administration estimates that it's going to reduce car prices by $2,300 over the next few years because, manufacturers won't have to meet this crazy standard. They estimate there's going to be 1,000 lives saved every year because people will be able to, more readily afford to get into new cars, which tend to be safer cars. The average life of a car on the average age of a car on the road today is 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an old car.
Yeah, and maybe some of these manufacturers would invest some of that money that they were putting in trying to game the system into making a better system. As you know, we had several manufacturers get in trouble because, what these Obama-era fuel standards were calling for were just flat-out unrealistic. And some of these companies said, look, we got to find a way to get around this. So now maybe they can put good money after, good things and good results.
In Europe, they chased this foolish notion that they can reduce CO2 emissions in cars, and what they did was put everybody in diesel vehicles, and of course, diesel emissions went up, and all the air quality problems in Europe were caused by this fool's errand of reducing carbon dioxide.
And I imagine for you, it's laughable, and I as much as I can understand, Steve, I'm with you laughing about it, but, this is what we've been living under, and, for 8 years under the Obama administration, you didn't know if you should laugh or cry because of the idiocy of it all.
Today's a really great day. I mean, not only we're talking about CAFE, but also today the Trump administration moved forward its plan to repeal the Clean Power Plan. And between the repeal of the Clean Power Plan, which was Obama's rules for shutting down the coal industry and reducing those CO2 emissions, and CAFE, which is about CO2 emissions from cars, and getting us out of the Paris climate hoax. President Trump has pretty much eviscerated the Obama climate, legacy, as it were.
And Steve, for those that might be a little confused in understanding, what's been going on, because like so much of what is reported to us, it's been so weaponized to such a degree that if you don't agree with the left and the science that they're promoting, I mean, you're off the team. You're out of the club. No reindeer games for you. And, people are going, okay, well, you know, I want to get along with everybody here. And I don't want to be silly, but, you know, because my neighbor is so passionate about, climate warming and, this hockey stick theory stuff that they keep reporting. And you go, wait a minute, this has all been proven false, has it not? And, but they insist that, they live another day to keep, using the old doctrine.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, all the polarization that's going on in the country today. This happened to climate skeptics starting 20 years ago. The environmentalists wanted to put us in jail and send coal CEOs to concentration camps, and it's just really been crazy. And, thank God President Trump has come in and, I guess he listened to climate skeptics every year, and now he's implementing our agenda and we're returning to sanity. Now, that doesn't make it easier for the other side, but it's what's happening.
Well, Steve, just from a practical nature and what you and I learned in school growing up, the things that these purported scientists have utilized, it's not even, respectful of anybody's intelligence. It's just an imposition of their ideology. And this is why it's not selling. Science, when it's presented clearly, it spurs questions, which it should do. Healthy science should spur the question of why. And you keep asking that why question. But when you're no longer allowed to ask the question why, and you're just dictated how you should believe, or the former president said, everybody knows it's a fact. Well, I think anybody that knows anything about science knows that if it's any kind of substance, then it becomes a law. But I don't know of the term fact existing in the vernacular of the science. Do you?
Yeah, that's true. This whole notion of, the consensus, the consensus on climate, the debate is over. I mean, those are always ridiculous notions. The climate alarmists have been making predictions for at least 30 years now. Not one has been correct. And, and even though they've never been right, they have instilled this whole belief system in schools, and kids are now just, force-fed climate doctrine. They're not taught how to think or, how to think critically. They're just force-fed. And so these kids coming out of school today just, they just parrot this climate nonsense. I mean, virtually every millennial has no idea how to think scientifically about these issues and just accepts what is, what they get out of the New York Times.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it right there. And Steve, as always, we appreciate you coming on. Steve, founder, publisher of junkscience.com. Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And oh, do we have a special treat for you, as we do every week. Yes, the good news girl, Samantha Mao, is with us. She scours the highways, the byways, the internet, and everything that she can find, these viral videos, because I think she gets some joy out of making us cry sometimes. But they're good tears. They're good tears. And we appreciate all your hard work. Yeah, exactly. Happy tears, always, because it reconnects us with our humanity, even in those moments when we're less than. So, and speaking of tears, we got tears flowing as a separated South and North Korean family reunite. This is really special. Tell us about that.
So this is something that has actually been going on since 2000. But recently, you know, a video has gone viral with different family members reuniting, and you know, these people haven't seen each other for over 60 years, close to 70 years, for a lot of them. So you can imagine, you know, there's mothers reuniting with their children. There's brothers that are reuniting. And, you know, they didn't even know if each other was alive, because once they're in North Korea, you know, that's a whole different world. And, you know, these videos, especially there was a, Han Shin-ja, she's 99 years old. She was reunited with two of her daughters that were 72 and 71.
Oh, wow.
And they had been in North Korea, you know, whenever this war happened, and they were never able to see each other until then. And, you know, it just, it really shows you watching these families reunite. They only get a short time together, which is, you know, that's heartbreaking, but you can just see how much they love each other. Just to see each other for those few moments, you know, it's been, so their love is transcending time and space, in order to just have that time together. And, you know, it makes you really appreciate that we can see our loved ones all the time. And
we can only imagine what they must go through. I mean, even, you know, to have such a short moment in time, like you said, you know, to come back together and then again to be ripped apart. This is heartbreaking on so many levels, and as you say, it definitely increases the appreciation you have for seeing loved ones every day in this country where liberty reigns.
That's right. And, you know, there's 56,000 families in South Korea that are on the waiting list. So it's a lottery system that allows them to get to see. And there was only 89 families that got to go this year see their loved ones in North Korea. So it's about 300 people. And, you know, so it's such a blessing for those people. But I pray for those families that want to be reunited that they do have the opportunity, because it's really touching. If anybody gets a chance to watch these videos, it's just, you can feel the love.
Exactly.
These people, you know,
and you want to go to our website, by the way, speaking of seeing the videos, go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. All these videos and others, there are some that we just can't even get to. But give yourself a moment. Be blessed and watch this. And it will reconnect you as these South and North Korean families are reconnected. But it will reconnect you with a part of your personality and humanity, I would say. I saw this video of this trained bird cleaning up trash. Are you kidding me?
Yes. That's a pretty genius idea. I really like it. You know, we're hoping people won't. They have actually, this is in France. They have corvids, which are related to crows and ravens. They're incredibly intelligent. And this is at a theme park there. And what they've done is they've trained these six birds to go out. They just started on Monday, but they'll work 4 days a week. And they'll go out and pick up garbage in exchange.
Are they union birds? Are they union birds?
I wonder how that purchase would work. No, it's really, I just think it's a great idea. You know, it's probably something that they actually quite enjoy. You know, there are some animals that just need the stimulation, and they're getting food in return. And they actually have people monitoring to make sure guests at the park are not going to be throwing trash on the ground just to see the birds do their job. But right. I think it's a great idea, know, and plus it shows you birds can do it. It's so easy for us to just pick up trash when we see it on the ground. Is there something left there? And, you know,
see, even birds need it. Yeah, and even birds need a job, too. So that's all good.
That's right.
Hey, this next story, Sam, these kids at school are being bullied because they have dirty clothes. Well, the principal is smart enough to figure it out. And so he says, okay, free laundromats. I'm putting a free laundromat here at the school, right?
Absolutely. You know, his name is Akbar Cook, and he's the principal of Westside High School. And he just noticed that different students were having problems being bullied, even to the point that they didn't want to come to school because they weren't able to wash their clothes it was making them smell. And other students were picking on them. And he saw an opportunity to find a solution. So what he ends up doing is getting a grant for $20,000 from the PSEG Foundation. And they bought 5 washing machines and 5 dryers. And there's actually an Amazon wish list for the school where people have been donating laundry detergent. And so from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. after school, starting September 4th, these kids will be able to go wash their clothes. And, you know, what a brilliant guy to see a need and then find a way to solve this problem. You know,
exactly.
It's something that seems small, but it's big if you don't have it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, National Dog Day, huh? Big day, and the wag is still wagging, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, this is the third day it's been trending on Twitter. You know, I thought it would be a cool thing to talk about some different things that are trending on Twitter. And you know, Dog Day, we all love seeing those sweet pictures. And, you know, we love our canine friends. There's always, we have a lot of good news stories that actually involve that. But it actually got started back in, I thought it was a cool story. It actually got started back in 2013 in New York to honor the dogs that were killed in 9/11. There was 300 dogs that aided in the search and rescue team's aftermath. And, you know, it kind of started like that and it has gone on from there. And, you know, there's dogs that are therapy dogs for wounded warriors and people who have PTSD. There's dogs that are working for police departments. I mean, dogs really, they're not just a joy. They are very valuable assets in our society. So no wonder it's trending for the third day on Twitter. I think that's pretty cool.
Well, and as you say, they're such a part of our lives, and that, they're even taken, as kind of therapy dogs into hospitals and senior homes and that sort of thing, you know. So you know, there's just something about the purity of dogs. I mean, you know, as a friend of mine said, well, you remember, you know, dogs spelled backwards is God, and you know, so they're, I don't know. I think it's quite quite interesting because they are so so unconditionally loving. You know, their natural response. In fact, you know, I thought it was quite interesting here in Hawaii. They have in Kauai at the Humane Society, you know, they offer vacationers an opportunity to go there and check out a dog for a day. That, you know, like a library book. Yeah, so if you're missing your dog at home, you can go there. If you want to be a volunteer, you can be a volunteer there too as well. But I thought it was very sweet. I'd never heard of that before. And we stopped in and looked, and you know, the dogs, and they have notes on the and notices on the cages there where the dogs are kept. And we say cages, maybe that's not the appropriate term, but you know what I mean. These holding pens mm-hmm. for them. But they have signs up there, on field trip. On a field trip, somebody's come and picked them up and taken them out. I think it's so cool. Yeah.
What a grand life for the dog. And, you know, people really do miss their dogs when they're gone. I think that, and you know what, even locals who maybe can't have a dog full time, that might be a great way for them to get that kind of love and affection. I mean, dogs just, they love you. It doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter, you know, how much money you have or what you've accomplished. Dogs just love you. And I think that's good for all of us. It's like a standing ovation, you know.
Exactly. You're exactly right. You give them a little bit of attention and they give you a whole lot of licking and attention.
That's,
you know,
right.
So, yeah, they're really precious. So we'll keep an eye on the trending. You say it's still trending at number three after National mm-hmm. Dog Day. So obviously this has staying power, you know, without a doubt. So at National Dog Day, I mean, to me, it's like every day. You know, you love your dog and they love you back.
That's true.
You know? So that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Okay, so tell us about this one story. I know on the surface sometimes, you know, we hear a lot of, you know, good things about police officers. Sometimes things where police officers go beyond the call of duty and then they end up getting written up for it and chastised. But in this particular case, you have a police officer who breastfed a baby on duty in Argentina, and she was cited in a positive way. Tell us about this story.
That's right. Celeste Ayala, she's from Argentina, like you said, and she was actually guarding at a hospital when a little baby, along with his five siblings, had been taken from his mother, and he was malnourished, and so were his siblings. And her being a mother and the kind person that she is, she noticed that he was hungry, and, you know, he had smells, and he had, you know, just different things going on, but all she could think about was this little baby is hungry, he's putting his hand in his mouth, and she asked if she could hold him, and if she could breastfeed him. And
oh, wow.
To breastfeed him. Mm-hmm. And one of her colleagues decided, you know, I'm going to take a picture and show, like, what a heartwarming moment this is. And the picture just ended up going viral. And her bosses decided, she actually is also a volunteer firefighter. This woman is a superwoman.
Oh, wow.
But her bosses decided to promote her to sergeant. Isn't that just who you want to be in charge? You want people who are seeing that need and filling it. And, you know, that baby just having that touch. And having, it wasn't just a meal, but having that mother's, you know, kind of love for a moment.
Exactly.
Telling what a difference it'll make.
Well, especially when a child is malnutritioned and starving, and you have that ability to do that. Wow, you talk about, you know, beyond the call of duty. And, you know, so good for the people there in Argentina to see it as such and to give her an accolade and a promotion. Congratulations. That's absolutely awesome. Well, Sam, as always, you've outdone yourself. Another great lineup of viral videos. Remind people how they can be in touch with you because they might say, hey, I've got a suggestion for Sam. So how do they do that?
I would love to hear from them. It's samscorner.bml@gmail.com. So samscorner.bml, like Bill Martinez Live, @gmail.com. And I'd love to hear your stories. That would be awesome.
Samantha Mal on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing.